That and the Day Out with Tennessee 1949 from Larry Sparks. You are listening to your radio station, KGNU Boulder, KGNU in Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and all around the world at kgnu.org.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a beautiful and hot Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for joining me and making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your weekend, your 4th of July holiday weekend. Hope you had a great celebration yesterday, enjoyed some fireworks or whatever it is you do to celebrate the 4th of July. We got a lot of great music ahead for you today. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or email feedback@terrasonic.net. Tickets to give away. Stay tuned for that. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. We'll be right back. Just about 10 minutes past the hour here at TerraSonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host this and most every Saturday, noon to 1 here on listener-supported KGNU, community radio for the Front Range and beyond. We began the program with new music from Brownout out of Austin, Texas. Adrian Quesada and several other Austin artists teaming up for Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath, a tribute to Black Sabbath done in their post-Tex-Mex style. We heard, of course, Iron Man. And then from their latest, it's the Bombay Royale. The new album from them is called The Island of Dr. Electrico. And from that, we heard Give Me Back My Bunty Bunty. In the background right now, it is the Budos Band, straight out of Brooklyn. They're coming to the Front Range. They're playing the Fox Theater here in Boulder on Monday, July 7th. And then Tuesday night at the Bluebird in Denver. If you haven't caught the Budos Band, not a bad idea to do so. Great live performers. And we've got a pair of tickets to give away to see the Budos Band at the Fox in Boulder on Monday. Doors at 8, shows at 9, 16 and up to get in. They are an instrumental band, 10 members playing a self-described style of Afro soul. Be the second caller at 303-442-4242. We'll send you and a friend to see the Budos Band. We ask that you have not won anything in the last 30 days from KGNU and that you be a KGNU listener member. Be the second caller, 303-442-4242. We'll send you and a friend to see the Budos Band Monday night at the Fox. Call now.
invitation, s'il vous plaît. One is an zembo, yako kebisa mutunyoso. Get mkule ayenga. Wakenda kana zamba te. Soke na zamba. Ukele kwa mwana mama kaku. Baku bimi na okuna. Na bila kuna bangu ya. Ya masango. Baku lata bila talata. Kuba kimi sayo. Stadire ida prohibe. Koke na zamba. Juri ya yenga te. Zembo anezo la kisana kitetela. Lota kero kona, lota lo mengu,
Brasília é Luísa, Prada de Cotovelo, Canforaí, Barbosa. 30 índiozinhos botando o banco, Urucubaca no advogado geral. Vai passar leste oeste, vai ficando pinel. Prada de Cotovelo, Devi, contra pistoleiro em caso de gelo, ponhador. Chove, mas você tá aí, as florzinhas crescem, eu não sei bem onde eu tô. Eu precisava olhar a cidade de cima. Eu tô corretor de mansões isoladas. Luiz, eu tô perdido procurando você, morena que dá o tom, que quando aperta faz fonfom. Vem, vamos sair, chama Leonor, não deixa a porta aberta, é inverno em minha vida, vê se não vai embora. Lua de cetim, tempo quente, amendoim, dia de vadiar, vagabundia, de tudo adiar, se deliciar, deito no capim, que preguiça de mim. Estas sandálias que você largou no viaduto. Vai caindo um toró e eu fico tão só.
This should have the light.
31 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Halfway through this week's journey. Thanks for joining me. My name is Joel. Here with you most every Saturday, noon to 1. Nestled in between Oldgrass, Newgrass, and Reggae Bloodlines on your community radio station, KGNU Boulder, Denver. We just heard music from Rashid and Fethi from the latest in the Sublime Frequencies series of Algerian classics and not-so-classics from an album titled simply 1970s Algerian Folk and Pop. It was Habit and Ish. And again, that was Rashid and Fethi. Before that, from Ruspo, it was a track called Brasilia e Luisa from another Dynamite compilation from the Brazilian label Mesum Discos. Role, New Sounds of Brazil is the name of that one. Then a collaboration between Berlin and Ghana. Oi is the name of the group. No Problem Saloon is the name of the album. It's out on the Cram Discs label, and from that we heard Bienvenue Chez Toi. Joy is a collaboration between Swiss-Ghanaian vocalist and musician Joy Frempong and drummer and producer Leluha Ka. Leluha Ha, actually. In the background right now, from Indonesia, Pop Nostalgia. Pan-Indonesian pop, folk instrumentals, and children's music from the 1970s. This is Orkes Melayu Bulan Purnama and a track called Malam Joget. Still a lot of music ahead in the show today. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone 303-442-4242 or anytime via email feedback@terrasonic.net. Congrats to Laura. She's going to see the Budos Band Monday night at the Fox Theater in Boulder. Tickets should still be available for that show, as well as their Denver set Tuesday night, July 8th, at the Bluebird Theater. If you haven't seen the Budos Band live, I highly recommend it. Back to the music. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Thank you.
ettim, kendimi terk ettim. Ele kalan eller gibi dona kaldım. Kargaya inanan tilkiye bak sen. Hep deme boş yere hak yemem. Hep içimdeki zaten mahkeme. Boş yere aktı düşünce kaç kere. Sahte kar değil bu yan, biz harbi kar. Halbuki bu kez çok ziyan var mı yok. Ama hep figan edenin karnı tok. Çeşitli bol kırılıyor her bir kol. Var mı ki boşa gitmeyen hiçbir yol. Her bir yeri kaplayan derin bulut. Aklım uçtuyor bana gönül ulus. Ziyan oluyor yazık oluyor dumana bak. Dumana kat kendini bir ayağa kalk.
Je m'en vais, je sais que je reviens
au paradis.
a tu persona, prefiero mil veces que te vaya para arrancarte así de mi memoria. Thank you.
Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing. In the background right now, we're listening to a track called Milking Gojas Dub from an album titled Havana Mood, produced by Bill Laswell and Jean Tuitu for the APC clothing line several years ago. One of the great and unheralded albums out of Cuba, in my opinion. Featuring a lot of older musicians, much along the lines of Buena Vista Social Club. Before that, from Aisha Kandisha's Jarring Effects out of Morocco from their album El Buya, we heard El Muka. From Mona Chow's first Clandestino, the classic album, we heard La Via Du. From Seiza and Farus Derin Bulut, from an album called Homegrown Istanbul Volume 2, it was Zerki Zian. And from the Heliocentrics, from the album Fallen Angels, the singles collection, we heard Distant Star, an instrumental that wasn't actually completely instrumental. Stay tuned for Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan, coming up following headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour, 3 full hours of the best in reggae music, followed by 2 full hours of the best in African music on African Roots. At 6 o'clock, it's a full hour of news from the BBC in London. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You can get the podcast and playlist for today's show at afterfm.com, KGNU's 24/7 streaming music site, where I encourage you to explore all there is to offer musically from KGNU. You can also get the podcast from the iTunes store. Just search on Terrasonic. Join us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Terrasonic Radio, and you can also stream the show and several past shows at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And, of course, visit our new website, terrasonic.net. So many ways to reach us. Keep it tuned to KGNU throughout the weekend. We've got a lot of great music in store for you. Have a great weekend. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you. This is 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 megahertz in Nederland, Colorado. You can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks for listening to Terrasonic. Stay tuned for Reggae Bloodlines with Maka following headlines from the BBC coming up in just a few seconds. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. See you next time.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Islamist group ISIS has released a video purporting to show its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, preaching in a mosque in northern Iraq. Paul Adams is in Baghdad.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduh.
For 24 hours, there have been persistent but contradictory rumours of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's injury or death. But now, for the first time ever, the ISIS leader appears on video, preaching to a congregation gathered in the great mosque of Nur ad-Din, the most famous landmark in Mosul. Inside the mosque, the black ISIS flag is on display. Automatic weapons are propped up against the walls. The video seems part of a sustained effort to recruit supporters to al-Baghdadi's movement.
Sunni militants are reported to have destroyed at least 10 religious sites, including several Shiite mosques in Mosul, which was occupied by ISIS last month. Unverified pictures published on the internet appear to show mosques being blown up and bulldozers demolishing religious shrines. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described the recapture of the eastern city of Slovyansk from pro-Russian separatists as a major breakthrough. He said retaking the city after almost 3 months was a turning point in Ukraine's fight against militants who were threatening its territorial integrity. The rebels have vowed to regroup in other towns and cities in eastern Ukraine and fight on, Steve Rosenberg reports.
For the last 3 months, it has been the stronghold of the pro-Russia insurgents. But today, the flag of Ukraine is reported to be flying once more over Slavyansk. The Ukrainian military entered the town after armed separatists withdrew. Their retreat followed days of intense artillery shelling, part of what Kiev calls its anti-terrorist operation. Recapturing Slavyansk is a major victory for the Ukrainian military. But the insurgents say they'll fight on. There are reports that the militants are relocating to other towns in the region.
The football world governing body FIFA has warned it will suspend Nigeria from international football unless the government reinstates the Nigerian Football Federation by Tuesday next week. The government dissolved the federation on Thursday, and on Friday its president was arrested. Mary Harper reports.
FIFA has described as very worrisome the moves by the Nigerian government against the Football Federation. FIFA's rules state clearly that its members must be allowed to operate independently without interference from governments. The authorities in Nigeria have not only dissolved the National Football Federation and arrested its president, the Minister of Sport has also appointed someone to take over the body. It's unclear why these actions have been taken. But unless the decisions are reversed very soon, Nigeria will not be able to take part in international football matches or other activities.
World News from the BBC. Rescue workers in Poland say 11 people have been killed when a plane carrying members of a parachute club crashed in the south of the country. They said only one of the 12 people on board had survived the accident. One of the three Al Jazeera journalists imprisoned in Egypt, Mohamed Fahmy, has been admitted to hospital. The dual Canadian-Egyptian national is to have surgery to his arm for an injury he sustained before his arrest in December. His supporters say the injury has been exacerbated by harsh prison conditions. The German cyclist Marcel Kittel has won the first stage of this year's Tour de France road race, which has been held in the north of England. He came home in a dramatic sprint finish, during which a number of riders crashed. One of them was the British sprinter Mark Cavendish, who'd been hoping to take his first ever race leader's yellow jersey in his mother's hometown of Harrogate. Hundreds of thousands of fans lined the route through the Yorkshire country.